On this episode of the Lonely Boy Podcast, we talk about the Missouri primary win. We talk about why are people still watching The View. I'm just kidding. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about the build-up to WrestleMania. We're talking about the lackluster build to WrestleMania. We're talking about many other things. This is this episode. Here it is. Enjoy. Yeah, this is the Lonely Boy Podcast with your host Kid Rainbows, episode. I believe it's 12, 11. I'm not sure. It's one of those 11 or 12. We are back. And today is Wednesday. I should have did a podcast yesterday, but I didn't do a podcast yesterday, so we're doing a podcast today. Yesterday was the Missouri primary, and I guess we all know how that all turned out. I don't know. We might be in trouble, y'all. We might be in trouble. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm kind of mad. So today's popular news: Harvey Weinstein, the movie mogul, has been sentenced to 23 years in prison. I like to slide that stuff in there. I mean, other stuff is going on, so nobody won't really trip off of it. I think people should be like in the uproar about this, because I think he should get more than 23 years. What do I know? I don't know. I'm just a lonely bored guy. I didn't do anything. I watched the Elimination Chamber. I slept through it. It's boring, man. I'm not really excited for anything for this WrestleMania, except for the Edge and Orton storyline. It's the only thing. Well, maybe the AJ Styles and Undertaker starting to heat up. That might be. There's two storylines. Well, maybe three. I like the Drew McIntyre, Brock Lesnar. But somebody pointed out how all these matches are with nothing but part-timers. You got Randy Orton going against a part-timer, which is Edge. You got Drew McIntyre going against Brock Lesnar, which is a part-timer. You have The Fiend going against John Cena, which is part-time, was not even a part-time, was about to probably not be wrestling anymore. You got Goldberg against Roman Reigns. It's another part-timer. This is WWE's problem, to not building any new stars. And every time they do build a new star, they just get cold feet and don't go all the way with the push for the new type of stars they have. So I'm glad they have NXT, because most of the wrestlers is NXT. They just need to stay there. They don't even need to go to the the main roster, because they're gonna get buried. Look what happened to Ricochet. It's buried. I ain't even seen him since the Saudi Arabia show. I don't know, man. Yeah, it's crazy. Guess this be my rant on wrestling. Thank God we got AEW Dynamite tonight and NXT. It's only shows I'm excited for when it comes to wrestling. Well, I take that back. I do like NWA Power. It's pretty good. Something different. Then I heard they're talking about canceling WrestleMania because of the coronavirus, so I don't believe that though, because too much money. Invested into that's like the biggest show. Can't. Maybe it wouldn't be a bad thing, because not a real good build up to this WrestleMania season. I guess I can tell you guys how my week's been going. Last 2 days, I haven't got really any good sleep. Didn't even know if I was going to do a podcast. I decided to do one, even though I didn't have nothing to talk about this week. I just been getting up, going to work, and pretty much living my days as a vampire. Even though the vampire can't get any sleep right now. I'll probably get some on a day off. Anyway, I watched the show Devs on FX. Got FX on Hulu now, so I checked the first couple episodes out. I'm really liking this show. And I watched first couple episodes of Ugly Delicious Season 2 on Netflix. Love me some David Chang. Actually, I'll probably finish watch some of that today, because I'm just lost cause right now. Nothing really going on with me. It's the same stuff. I put out two new tracks on my SoundCloud. It's probably the same. I'm to my social media. That's about it. Can't say that coming into this week, it's not been very exciting for me. We got some new music coming out. I haven't checked out any new music. Just been doing me, y'all. Just been doing me. I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I just like to listen to other people's music on SoundCloud. All that dark wave stuff. Bandcamp. Or just my music. Just a new music, the new rap. Doesn't really do it for me anymore. I'll listen to it once. Be done with it. I'll take that back. I'm liking that. The new G Herbo, I like that album. His new album's pretty good. A lot of pain and real stuff you're talking about on there. I can relate to. It's kind of had a rough up and down year for him. Still haven't listened to the new Jadakiss. What I'm hearing is not like a hardcore Jadakiss album, more R&B-ish. So fucking wait for that. Has to be a vibe to listen to stuff like something like that. I don't know. Sorry, you guys. Trying to find some music for this podcast. Don't know what I'm gonna put on here. I got these hashtags on Twitter about hashtag bye bye Biden, bye-bye Bernie, some trying to say the Russians created those hashtags to get people distracted from, I guess, vote for Trump. Some weird stuff. I don't even know. I thought that was interesting. I don't know what the Russians doing, man. I know a lot of Russians are my fans, so shout out to the Russians that listen to my music. I don't know. See, a lot of people are mad that Biden is might get a nomination. I don't know. We have a debate. Bernie this week. See how this is gonna go. I don't know, man. It's like reliving 2016 all over again. All the candidates all going with Biden. Like, Kamala Harris called Biden racist. She endorsed him that fast. I don't know. Politics is a motherfucker, man. I don't know. I love we keep falling for this stuff. I don't get it. Don't get be some in the water. But people still drinking faucet water. No, can be that. I don't know, man. I just don't know. We always have 2028, 2024. I don't know. I think we just have more parties. That's what we need. Democrat party's all messed up. Ran the center off. Far left by being too far left now. Far left. Go right itself off. Look at that, man. Oh, it's me finding music for the podcast. I think I found something. Just that is something new I made. I didn't put it out because I don't know. I didn't go with the stuff I was trying to. The stuff I put out this past weekend. I think I'm started going back doing one-offs, not doing any more EPs or projects on SoundCloud. Get people he's talking giving people more quality over quantity. That's what I believe. I need to start doing more one-offs. I'm gonna put this on my SoundCloud later this week. It's just a one-off. Yep. There's something new I could put on the podcast. Now I'll just add something old. That'll make the podcast sound unique. I don't know what I'm talking about. Excuse me for rambling. I just seen a new Eminem video. The song Monster featuring Juice WRLD. He got knocked out by Mike Tyson. And Dr. Dre and another Eminem are operating on Eminem. And Mike Tyson walks in the, I guess, operating room, saying he's sorry, apologizing. The video's all over the place, directed by the young dude, Cole Bennett. Directed a lot of rapper videos. It's pretty unique to see Eminem doing what Eminem does. That's actually the first time we're watching a rap video, or a video, period. Wow, I don't know. I don't really care for videos anymore. I mean, everything, now is a video. So, you are the video, we are the video. Everything's one big video. I could find another one. Or maybe I didn't. I guess I didn't find nothing. I gotta try to go in to reload this. Let's see, I haven't watched any horror movies. I tried to watch a movie the Prophecy. Some movie on Amazon Prime. Came out last year. Try to finish that. I don't know, man. I need like a vacation. I need like a week off to. Not a week, just like a 3-day weekend to catch up on stuff. Think I'm gonna have to do that sometime soon, maybe at the end of this month. Just get some things done. Change the phone numbers. Get rid of a lot of toxic people just in my life. I think you should do the same. Welcome positive vibes and different. Surround yourself with good people before a change. I don't know. If you're in a toxic relationship, just end the relationship. Start over. Why are you still holding on to this dumb relationship? It's not benefiting either party. I should take my own advice. Still holding on to a crappy job. People don't care about you. So why do you keep trying to hold on to this job? I don't know. Just get rid of all the toxicity in your life. Is it crazy that system was down? Has not come up with a new album. Here we go, just yawning. That means it's time to end this podcast. I'm boring myself. I'm just trying to cut this short. What was I saying? I was setting somebody down. They had come up with an album in years, and then they reunited. Now they're just touring all the old stuff. Not gonna give us a new album, though. Guys, might wanna look into that. This is elections going. We need a new Rage Against the Machine album, record, or some System of the Down. Some kind of protest music. I don't know. Everything just feels off. Whatever. You know, we might do 4 more years of Trump. Yeah, I'm fine with it. So it's okay. I keep forgetting Missouri's a Trump country. This is a Trump country. He's gonna win Missouri regardless. So. More than likely. What are you doing? I can do that. This is going to give Trump 4 more years. See how many programs he cut this year. I mean, this term. Yeah, I'm starting to get hungry. Maybe some lunch. Check you guys. Friday. We'll talk about my hopeless love life in the episode. You guys like to hear stuff like that. I'm not gonna lie, this one individual I kind of do have a crush on. Kind of crushing on her a little bit. She might have my number. I don't know. We'll see. All right, you guys. End of this episode. And I guess this episode is going to be a short episode. Went a little bit too long. See you guys Friday, or maybe not, maybe Saturday, with a new episode. Guess this is where we hit the music, cue the music.